Kashmir Cat is one of the most sought-out pop music producers in the world. His beats have made hit songs for artists like Ariana Grande and Selena Gomez. And Charlie XCX. Electric lights. Blow my mind. Kashmir Cat's solo shows sell out, but for a long time, he was kind of an enigma. He doesn't talk on stage, he didn't do interviews, until now.
My name is Magnus August Høiberg, and in Norwegian you say Magnus August Høiberg, and I was born in this tiny city called Halden, which has like 30,000 people or something in Norway, and I'm almost 30, I'm 29.
And once you do talk to Magnus, you realize he's kind of a goofball.
Wow, wasn't that good?
His impression of Drop It Like It's Hot is good, and watching him on stage is a spectacle in itself. He wears oversized jumper jackets and these bright colors. His long blonde hair almost covers his face. And now, after years of making music for other people, Kashmir Cat's out with his own album. Called Nine. But how did Magnus become Kashmir Cat?
I put out my first EP in 2012 and kind of feel like I stumbled upon like a new sound, because for so long I had been like literally trying to copy everyone. Like for a while I was trying to be like a fake Madlib or a fake J Dilla, and then I was like a fake disco producer, like the Norwegian disco, like Lindstrom. And then eventually I got so bored and I felt like kind of stupid that I was like, then I kind of called myself out a little bit for like trying to imitate people so much. So I made this project that was called Katten, which in Norwegian means like the cat. Like I wanted to start a new project, and something in me spoke very strongly and said like you're a cat, like you should be a cat in some way. And like I think a year ago my mom told me that when I was a kid, when it was time for bed, usually when it was like time to change into my pajamas, when I would put the pajamas on, she said I would turn into a cat and I would act and behave as if I was a cat until it would go to bed. Like I would meow and I would like lick my paws, and I wouldn't speak words, I would just meow and stuff. And she told me that I did this for like a few years when I was a kid. So I guess there was just something in me that wanted to be this animal. I kind of jokingly made this goal when I set out to be Kashmir Cat, to be like, oh, my goal is to produce a song with Kanye West. Lost out, beat up, dancing. Eventually, just by me talking about it so a lot, they kind of came around and did this song for Kanye. I don't know if this is because I produced it or because I really love it, but it's like one of my favorite Kanye songs I've ever heard. And it just like really inspired my new work a lot. And I understood that I could make something that's like not necessarily for the club or for the radio or for anything in particular. It can still be like the most exciting, beautiful thing you've ever heard. And I think I just kind of applied that feeling of being able to do those type of records on this new music. A big part of being an artist is really a lot of questioning yourself, and I think once I do something I'm incredibly proud of, it only lasts for like 2 minutes where I'm like, yeah, I just did it, I made the great song, and then it kind of passes and I'm like, oh, but now I want to make a new one, how do I do that? And then it kind of very quickly move on to wanting to do more and wanting to do better. Let's stay until the last light fades. Stay until the last light fades. Producer and musician Kashmir Cat, his debut album is called Nine.
till the last.